And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Aid continues arriving in Turkey and Syria, responding to the earthquakes there. The United States has mobilized search and rescue teams to support relief efforts as humanitarian workers face challenges. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports.
The government has set up temporary shelters for those who have been displaced.
The inside of the tents is good. That's a thousand times better than outside.
Syrian refugees in Turkey and those who have been displaced in northwest Syria are among the most vulnerable. Humanitarian workers say it could take weeks for the emergency in Turkey and Syria to move to the recovery phase. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Syria on Wednesday made an official plea to the European Union for help after the deadly earthquake that struck it in Turkey this week. The bloc's commissioner for crisis management said the European Commission is encouraging EU member countries to respond to Syria's request for medical supplies and food, the commissioner said. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in London on his way to meet King Charles at this hour. This is his first trip to the UK since Russia's invasion began nearly 1 year ago. Zelensky just wrapped up a speech to Parliament in Westminster Hall in which he thanked the British people for their support since day one. He also pressed for more advanced weapons in his fight against Russia.
I can see in your eyes now we think the same way as you do. We know freedom will win.
This is the Ukrainian leader's only second confirmed journey outside Ukraine during the war. The UK is one of the biggest military backers of Ukraine and has sent the country more than £2 billion or $2.5 billion in weapons and equipment. This is VOA News. In his State of the Union address, U.S. President Joe Biden appealed to Republicans to work with him, but managed to run into partisan conflict. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The president offered a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition.
Our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
There was some heckling from the Republican side, such as when he said,
some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
Republicans jumped to their feet to object.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks.
But elsewhere in his remarks, Biden pointed to bipartisan progress on issues like infrastructure. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. media have reported in recent months that Iranian drones used by Russia to attack Ukraine contain Western-made components. VOA's Syed Aziz Rahman asked the U.S. National Security Council's John Kirby what the U.S. is doing to stop Iran from obtaining those parts.
There is a deepening, burgeoning defense relationship between Iran and Russia. Clearly, that relationship is not good for the Ukrainian people as Iran continues to provide drones that are killing innocent Ukrainian people and hitting civilian targets, and the regime in Tehran is responsible for that. But it goes the other way. The other thing we're concerned about is Russia providing military capabilities to Iran, because that will only further destabilize the Middle East.
Earlier, Kirby said the U.S. has put many export controls to limit nations like Iran from getting their hands on U.S. technology. In his first comments since January's blockbuster jobs report, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell Tuesday admitted that he was surprised by the strength of the labor market and explained why the battle against inflation will take quite a bit of time.
Powell on Tuesday said it showed why the battle against inflation will take more time.
It's not going to be, we don't think, smooth. It's probably going to be bumpy. And so we think that we're going to need to do further rate increases, as we said, and we think that we'll need to hold policy at a restrictive level for a period of time.
In a talk at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., Powell declined to say whether the surprising addition of 517,000 new jobs in January would force the Fed's benchmark interest rate higher.
That was Tamara Lindstrom of Reuters. New clashes Tuesday between protesters and security forces in southern Nigeria left at least one person injured amid demonstrations against a cash shortage caused by the West African nation's push to rapidly phase out its old currency notes. Protesters targeted facilities of some banks accused of withholding the new banknotes ahead of the February 10th deadline for people to deposit them.